12 o'clock, midnight. Shh, time to let you know. We hope you'll keep on listening, but you better turn the volume low and listen low and listen. Listen to the best in radio. Shh.
Here come the girls. I'm Mick Novak. This little girl's gone rocking on KFAI.
Here come the girls.
Girl, girl, girl.
Here come the girls.
Girl, 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 girl.
I wrote my mom a letter, and this is what I said. Well, 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 washed all the dishes and a little lot more. I even got the dinner at the grocery store. And now, Mom, you'll find the key next door, 'cause this little girl's gonna rock him. I found some biscuits for the pup. I put fresh water in his cup. And now I'm off and gonna live it up, 'cause this little girl's gonna rock him. Well, I'll be home about 12 tonight, and not a minute, minute later. Now don't you forget that front door light. Well, that's all for now. I'll see you later, mater. You'll find each thing that you wanna. You meet that special one. Boy, oh boy, will we have fun, 'cause this little girl's gonna rock in, yeah.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, radio without boundaries.
Well, I'll be home about I'll see you later, matey. You'll find each thing that you want it done. I'm off to meet that special one. Boy, oh boy, will we have fun, 'cause this little girl's gonna rock in. Yeah, this little girl's gonna rock in. Oh, this little girl's gonna rock in. Hey, this little girl's gonna rock in.
I'm Mick Novak, and you're tuned into This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. This show is here every Friday from midnight to 2 a.m., and I play this next little commercial pretty much every week for the past couple of months. And I don't think Mr. Crap has had the pleasure of hearing it. So I'm going to play it for him. And then I'm going to start the show off again with another one of his songs that he played earlier in his show. But here we go. It's a Kmart one. It's really cool. It's from the 60s. Here we go.
They got ranges, heaters, kitchen sinks. They got pots and pans and tiddlywinks. They got china, hardware, canes and rakes. All the very finest makes. Stop and shop at Kmart. Get the best in name brand merchandise. They guarantee the quality and discount the price. They got bathtubs, broilers, bassinets. They got tables, tumblers, tennis nets. They got shingles, needles, vacuum cleaners, barbecues to roast your wieners. Stop and shop at Kmart. Get the best in name brand merchandise. They guarantee the quality and discount the price. Stop and shop at Kmart. All the national brands are there for you. You'll find exactly what you want, and they'll charge it too. You can charge it there in a couple of winks. Charge the pots and pans and tiddlywinks. Washers, dryers, hammocks, toasters, playpens, percolators, roasters, watches, wallets, window shades. All the very finest grades they got.
So I guess that Ron Gerber played this earlier. I kind of missed it because I was delivering groceries here at the station, so I wasn't. I couldn't really get a chance to listen to the show. But it's, I guess, his edited version of Amy Grant. What's the name of the song?
Baby, Baby.
Baby, Baby. Okay. So I'm going to play it now because that's what I did last week. I guess it's now a new trend to play whatever Ron played. I got to play it now. I want to be part of the team. Okay, hang on. Here we go. Okay, it's the official, the second official theme here, theme music for my show. I'm Mick Novak. It's This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. The show's here every Friday from midnight to 2 a.m. It features all female vocals, and I was just telling Ron Berger. See how you just kind of combined Boogie Monster and Gerber to become Burger Monster. I've been having a headache all day, but I'm feeling a little bit better now, so that's good. And you know what makes me feel really good is to come in and spin a whole bunch of music for you. So thanks for that wonderful Amy Grant edit, Baby Baby. Set my beep in motion. Beep! Crazy. Last week at the record show, I picked up this 12-inch by Bananarama, released on London Records. And it was a song called He Was Really Saying Something. And I was like, who sang that song? This is a cover. What is it? And then, you know how it is? I was sitting up in my record room and it clicked. I went, actually, no, I was getting my hair colored and I was reading a book. I brought my girl group book with me. I was trying to say girl group book record. And I was reading that while I was waiting for the color to take hold and all that jazz. And then I realized it was the Velvelettes who did that song. He Was Really Saying Something. But here, I don't even know what year this is from. It's Bananarama. We all know them. They did their cover of Venus. They're kind of the cover girls. Shocking Blue did that song originally back in the late 60s, early 70s. But here they are with their version of the Velvelettes, He Was Really Saying Something. It's a nice little version. I'm going to follow it up, of course, with the Velvelettes because it's the version.
Yeah. I was walking.
Really saying something. This is your conscience speaking. I know it's love you're seeking, but are you sure it's right? Letting him shut the light. How can you feel this way? Met him just yesterday. How can you tell? How can you tell? What if your folks come home and they find you?
Over the past couple weeks, I've been sitting down with all my boxes of 45s as much as I can at one time, which is, of course, difficult because I have many boxes of 45s. When I say 45s, I'm talking about the 7-inch 45 RPM records. And I have a slew of Reparata and the Delrons. That's who we just heard from. And I put that 45 on and I went, somebody else sings a song, somebody else sings a song, somebody else sings a song. Leslie Gore. So we just heard both Reparata and the Delrons and Leslie Gore each doing that song. Who recorded it first? Who cares? That Reparata one is so great with that little spoken intro. and it's on the RCA label. And Leslie Gore, I don't know what label that's on because I have it on that Bear Family box set. If you don't have that box set, you should really get it. Again, it's on Bear Family, if, in case I didn't say Bear Family five times already. It's called It's My Party. And as Mr. Novak told me a long, long time ago, back in like 1993, if you ever see anything on Bear Family, you know it's going to be good. They don't have liner notes. They have liner booklets. And you guys all know that, so I don't need to tell you that. Two of them. The same song done by the original recording people, the Velvettes. He was really saying something. And Bananarama doing their version of it. I just picked that up at the record show last week. You know, it never fails that I'm at a record show or I'm just out. I don't go out a lot. I like to stay home. It's safer for me to stay at home. And really, it really is. And so I was out and this guy came up to me and he goes, "Are you Mick Novak?" And I looked away and I go, "Nope, never heard of her." And then he started to walk away and I go, "No, really, I am Mick Novak." And he listens to my dopey radio show. So that was pretty cool. And I really do like it when you come up and say hi to me. So thank you, Dennis. I remember you. I remember your name. I remember you were wearing a little hat. And I just want to say thanks for saying hi. Thanks for listening. And I want to thank you for listening as well. This show, in case you're wondering, is all about female vocals. That's what I collect. Lots of girl pop. And I'm going to continue on with more of those girl group sounds that we all love so much here on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. For the rest of the show, I also picked up a bunch of instro, what's it called? Where's my dealio? Instro Hipsters A Go-Go. I have five volumes of them now. So that's a bunch of that library music that, we love that a lot here on This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'. Instro music with some vocalese. And then I've got some more girl group stuff and some soul music, sweet soul music. And lots of girl group stuff tonight. That's pretty much where we're at with the show. So, again, going through my 45s, it's Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. And I don't even need to tell you the name of the song. You're going to love it.
without your love, I know I'll die. Called me up one night and you asked me for a date, and I said to pick me up about a quarter to eight. I heard your pipes come roaring down the street, and I ran to the door with lightning on my feet. Bait, bait, that's me for you. Bait, bait, and I promise I'll be true. Bait, bait, I can't deny, without your love I know I'll die. Flirt at all, I'm not that kind, but when I saw you, I just made up my mind. I gotta have your love, and I don't dare to wait. I gotta let you know that I'm your date bait. Date bait, that's me for you. Date bait, and I promise I'll be true. Date bait, I can't deny, without your love I know I'll die.
such a pretty little song, isn't it? The Poppies, Lullaby of Love. That's on a lot of different compilations, a lot of girl group compilations. I have that off of the Girl Group Sound Volume 1. I know it's also on the Growing Up Too Fast, the Mercury Anthology. Before that, we heard from everybody's favorite sister of Jackie Trent, Tammy St. John, He's the One for Me, 1966, written by Tony Hatch, who was the husband of Jackie Trent. If you're following all that, well, that's just great. The Chiffons before that, from 1966, with one of their great big hits, Sweet Talking Guy, one of my all-time favorite songs from 1959 ever, Date Bait. How can you not love that song? From 1963, The Revlons with After Last Night, and it started off with a really great song and a really bad 45 of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas doing Jimmy Mac. I got to get me a new 45. That was on the Gordy label, a subsidiary of that Motown label. We all know that Motown label. Hitsville, USA. Yeah. Okay. I'm Mick Novak. It's This Little Girl's Gone Rock, and I have some messages here from the station and other various things, and I got to make it all legal and all that jazz. I'm really into all that jazz today.
Drink up, town. You'll get a sparkly, bubbly kind of feeling. Drink up, town. You'll get a doubly, bubbly kind of feeling.
Drink up, town.
The sparkle never, ever lets you down. So live it up,
live it up. Drink up, town.
KFAI is sponsored in part by the B-Side Jazz Festival and Moto I, presenting Modesky, Martin, and Wood in concert Saturday, April 18th at Trocadero's. Modesky, Martin, and Wood incorporate every corner of the musical universe into their sound, from funk to gospel to progressive sambas and jazz. The night will start out with a DJ set from the Bristol, UK-based collective Up, Bustle, and Out. More information is available at kfai.org.
The KFAI Spring Pledge Drive is Saturday, April 11th through Friday, April 24th, and we could use you to answer phones. We invite you to join us for the Spring Pledge Drive as a phone operator. It's easy, it takes a couple of hours, and you can answer phones during your favorite shows. Just call KFAI at 612-341-3144, extension 33, to sign up. That's 612-341-3144, extension 33.
KFAI is supported in part by the 7th Annual 10,000 Lakes Festival, July 22nd through 25th in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. This year's festival features over 60 acts, including Widespread Panic, Wilco, the Dave Matthews Band, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Trampled by Turtles, and more. Tickets, camping reservations, and festival details available at 10klf.com.